The chief ombudsman has found that restrictions on access to toilets and drinking water at Northland's Nafar prison are unacceptable and amount to degrading treatment. He's just tabled his latest report in Parliament on an unannounced inspection of the prison done in February. It comes just a day after the government released a new corrections strategy focused on slashing the Māori prison population. Judge Peter Bosher joins us now from our Wellington studio. Good evening. Could you tell us specifically what your inspectors saw that concerned them?
This wasn't a good look, this visit, Lisa. This was an unannounced visit in February of this year. This is a prison with a 40%, 47% Māori population, very much in Māoridom in the north. And there were a number of aspects to the prison that, frankly, were unacceptable. And of the 15 reports I've done, I have to say this one is one of the most critical. For a start, there is the very stark image that my inspectors encountered when they walked into the exercise yard and straight away found the stench of urine and found that as a result of prisoners having been locked out of their cells for lengthy periods of time, they were being required to do their ablutions in the exercise yard, both urinating and on the odd occasion defecating. This is pretty uncivilised in modern New Zealand.
Well, it's kind of treating them like animals in a yard, isn't it?
Yes, well, this was a prison that was built for 350 prisoners. It has presently 650. We all know about the result of pressures on the prison population. But look, my job is to mark according to standards. I understand the pressures that arise, but I'm here to give a benchmark on whether we're up to scratch, and we're not. So what's happening in this prison, which I'd hoped would be a bit of a beacon for Māori tikanga enhancement and engagement, instead of that, we've got double bunking in virtually all cells, and some remand prisoners, of which there are 37% of all prisoners, being locked up to 19 hours a day. Now, these are cells where you're there for that time, you do your ablutions with your other cellmate, you eat in the same cell. I mean, really, this is hardly setting people up for a civilised re-entry into the community.
So how would you describe what your inspectors saw? Does it amount to torture?
No, it's not torture. Torture has got a distinct and clear definition in the convention under which we operate. But it's a breach of Article 13 of the convention that we have subscribed to, because you are entitled, as a prisoner, to reasonable access to toilets and water. And in this case, because the prisoners were locked out for such long periods of time out of their cells, they couldn't get access to water or to toilets. So it's a breach of the convention.
So why is it that the prison officers and the prison did not recognise this for what it was?
It's a good question, and I imagine corrections, as it really tries to give good effect to Hokairangi, will want to look at the leadership and the culture of individual prisons around the country. I don't think for a moment that there is other than a will in National Office of Corrections to do better. It's really good to see the inspirational top leadership, but whether that's filtering down to individual prisons remains to be seen, and I doubt. So here, I think it's frankly deplorable that the leadership has enabled this situation to occur. It's not a good look for a prison system.
So is this institutionalised guards who can't see any other way to treat prisoners other than like animals? Is it racism? The corrections minister has said recently that there are strong elements of racism in the justice system. What is it?
Well, look, I think it's my job to simply comment on what we saw and how I interpret it. So what my inspectors found was this. There are staff shortages. To enable the guards to cope, they gave the prisoners a choice. You can be locked out of your rooms if you want to be and go into the exercise yard, or you can stay in your room and be locked in. That's the first choice. So if you don't want to be locked in all day and you elect to go out, they lock the rooms so that they can keep an eye on prisoners not going in and out of each other's prison cells. That's the rationale for wanting to lock them out. I can sort of begin to understand that, but you can't just stop there. You can't just then banish people to a place where they don't have reasonable recourse to facilities. So I think really it's the management of it. But Lisa, this comes at a time when we're acknowledging the high Maori population, the wish to concentrate on prisoners as people. And I don't think you'd do that by treating them in this fashion.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Your report comes a day after the government releases plans to and ambitions to create a kaupapa Māori culture, to ask that every prisoner be treated with humanity. I mean, what confidence can you have in that, having seen what you've seen?
This could be seen in two ways. One, I lament the fact that here in the country, the very place where you would have hoped there would have been proper engagement with Māori and a lifting of the game, it hasn't happened. On the other hand, perhaps this is the golden opportunity. Perhaps this is the way for corrections to seize Hukarangi, its report released yesterday, and to say, I tell you what, we'll take the northern correctional facility, we will show you we can do it, and we will. And if it can turn it around, Lisa, I'll be delighted.
Have you had any direct conversations with the Minister of Corrections about this? It's his patch as well as his portfolio.
No, I don't tend to do that. Look, I keep my constitutional distance, and I think for clear reasons. It's my job to report in this way to Parliament, not to the Minister, and I think it's best if I'm very clear that I retain a distance from the Executive. I report what I see. I file always my report in Parliament. I did that today. And then I answer questions on it. So I don't tend to engage in that fashion.
Okay, in a sentence, sum it up for us.
This prison is not up to scratch. It's doing that in two or three ways. The first is it's not having due regard to Māori culture and trying to do the best it can to ready prisoners for a proper culture and a proper re-entry into the community. And secondly, they're not being treated according to minimum standards. We've got to start doing better, and this is the place where it could start.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. That is Chief Ombudsman Judge Peter Boscher. And we did ask the Minister of Corrections, Calvin Davis, to come on and have a chat about this, but he was unavailable to comment on the report.